What drew you to get involved with the Coast Guard?
I basically grew up in Ramia, so, boats and being on the water is, part of me. I did a tour of an old Coast Guard ship in Ramia a long time ago. I was in high school, I think it was, and I sort of had an interest there. Making a living on the water and that, on the ships and stuff, and fixing things. I like fixing, tinkering with things, so that's the career I chose, and 30 years has gone by and really fast.
So 30 years of service, and you're standing here today to receive this medal. How did it feel to go up and get that today?
It seems like just yesterday, actually, that I joined the program, and it was 30 years have gone by. Kids are growing up, and I'm actually looking at retirement. So, it's a great career. Recommend it to anyone.
So 30 years, I'm sure you've been to a lot of interesting places and done a lot of interesting things. Is there anything that stands out in your mind as a highlight?
I don't know. It's all been interesting, I guess. And fishery patrol and science work takes you in the offshore and the rough seas and stuff. And then the Arctic is remote and isolated. And so there's a lot of different interesting places to see. And I always like to get ashore in the communities and, see the different places. So, and I know the island of Newfoundland, the back of my hand, I guess. So the Arctic is still learning about the Arctic, but it's always interesting to go see new places there.
Are there any situations, any really particularly dangerous situations that you can remember?
Not really. It's always a lot of search and rescue calls that we've had. The most dangerous time that I can remember was maybe on J.E. Bernier when we left St. John's here, and it was recorded like 15 meter seas there, and I can remember the bow of the ship going on the water, and we were on a search and rescue call for Conception Bay, and it was like 85 knots of wind. It was really rough, so that's probably the worst sea conditions that I saw in my career.
And a lot of people had their families here with them today to see them receive this honor. How did it feel for you to have your family here?
Yeah, so me and my wife came down. It's nice to have. I like to have more people, of course, but I live kind of a long ways away from here. So I'm glad to have my my wife to come and join me with the ceremony. So to me, I'd recommend the career to anyone, and the life at sea sometimes away from your family and stuff can be a little bit difficult, but it's a good career, and 35 years if you can get your pension and retire, and you can always go back to work if you want to, or retire and not use your ticket anymore and go on land, so get rid of the sea. So I guess that's good for me, I think.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So after 34 years of service, how does it feel for you to stand here today and get this medal?
It's been 34 wonderful years, best employer I've ever had, and not only is it nice to be recognized by your peers, just to stand shoulder to shoulder with my colleagues, McKay and Coast Guard, here today, all of them I know personally, a lot of experience in the room, a lot of dedicated service. It's a pleasure to be here.
Over the course of your career, I'm sure you've been in a lot of precarious or dangerous situations. Is there anything that sticks out to you?
It's about doing the job, and it's no different than any first response job, and we take pride in what we do. We do the best that we can. Serving Canadians is what we're called to do, and I've been doing it for a long time, and nothing particularly stands out. I guess the happy homecomings for those that I've been involved in are probably the most important things to me, but it takes an awful lot of people, including those family members at home that are supporting us.
How's it feel? You had some of those family members here today to watch this take place. How does that feel to have them here?
I feel it's as much an award for them as it is for me, because in order for me to do my job, they've got to be standing steadfast at home supporting me. So I'm very happy to have my wife with me today. If I could turn the clock, I'd do it all again. It's been a good employer. To those listening, check out the Canadian Coast Guard. It's the employer of choice. Thank you.
Excellent, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.